Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined, as usual, by my compadre, Mr. Mikey Kubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let's begin, as we always do, Michael, with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Have a couple of degrees to get out of the way, Michael, and then we'll go from there. I know we have a couple of guests coming in the studio, so we'll deal with that in just a minute. Anyway, on Monday, February the 10th, an admission or first degree and a formation or second degree will be conducted by St. John the Baptist Council, 8891. They're located at 315 North Constitution Avenue in New Freedom. Candidates should arrive no later than 7, and the degree is at 7:30. On Tuesday, February the 11th, an admission degree will be conducted by Council 1530, located at 251 East Main Street in Dallastown. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7, and that's that.
All right, that'll make Jack Rosati happy.
Yes, it will.
Always good to get new guys in. Today we're kind of lucky, Joseph. We have two gentlemen here, Steve Hutek from the Hutek Agency, and Paul Bronson, who's one of the field agents, and he happens to be the field agent for our council, 12788. And I'd like to introduce them because they are an important and integral part of the Knights of Columbus. I mean, without the many fraternal benefits that we get, this is one that is outstanding. And I know they're going to tell us a lot about it, but one thing I do want to make clear, one of the things that I'm really proud about is that when you are a member, an insurance member of the Knights of Columbus, you know that every dollar that you put in and the money that you get back at the end of time, no money is ever directed toward any organization that is contrary to the beliefs of the Catholic Church. And that is extremely important, and I think it's one of the great jobs that our fraternal mission really does well. So without further ado, let us introduce Steve.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. And Joseph, for having us here. I'm Steve Hutek. I'm the general agent for the Hutek Agency. I'm based in Carlisle. Our agency supports approximately 10,000 members in central Pennsylvania. We stretch out toward Lebanon, east of Harrisburg, and then we cut back across the river, down toward Hanover to the Maryland line, all the way out to Somerset, back up toward Johnstown, State College, and back up this way toward Lewistown, and everything in the middle. So with me is Paul Brotson. He's the agent for the greater Harrisburg area. And there are also other agents that service the area, but Paul covers most of the Harrisburg. We're going to talk about three things today. First segment, we're going to talk about membership and e-membership. Then we're going to talk about benefits of Knights of Columbus insurance and some important financial protection strategies. And last but not least, we're going to talk a little bit about the career of being a field agent. So I'm going to start with just membership and e-membership. And you're probably wondering why we, as the insurance people, are discussing membership with you. Well, simply put, the Supreme Knight has tasked the agency to recruit many more members. In his words, thousands and thousands of e-members. Also, it's a fact that many councils don't recruit at all, and that most members have never recruited anyone. So the Supreme Board of Directors established e-membership for that reason. Between trying to get candidates to degrees and the perception that meetings were a must, lots of eligible Catholic men passed on the opportunity to join the order. To a lesser extent, secrecy was an issue for many men interviewed. That's why the new exemplification for first through third degrees is short and open to anyone to attend. Those of us who have been knights for a while know that younger men don't like meetings. I've been a knight for 25 years, and when I was a grand knight, I made sure that business meetings did not exceed 45 minutes so that we could have social time. More and more, we're seeing that Grand Knights are trying to control meetings so that people don't get put off and don't come back. Now, I referenced e-membership before. And e-membership is something that came out in late 2018 in a few states, was proved to be extremely successful. And an e-membership allows eligible Catholic men to go online and to become members, you know, in a very short period of time. Paul will discuss that in a little bit more detail in just a moment. Most e-members, however, join the council at their parish once they see what the council is doing to improve parish life. And starting this year, family members are invited to attend the new degree exemplification ceremony. The intent is to involve the family more and more in ceremony and council activities. Now, many of you listeners have sons, sons-in-law, relatives, and friends who would benefit from e-membership. If you would like help in recruiting them, we are glad to help you. You probably don't realize that most e-members in central Pennsylvania are indeed recruited by field agents, and we would be glad to help you. Now, when we sit down and talk to e-member candidates, we always talk about the following. Number one, the Knights of Columbus is the Catholic voice in our country and many others. Even if you can't attend meetings, you can participate through online content and, you know, specific events in your parish if you choose. Much like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the National Rifle Association, they are voices for their advocacies, and we are the Catholic voice. So you don't have to go to meetings to be part of that Catholic voice. You can also participate in some of the Faith in Action programs in your parish, which Paul will also discuss, and support your priests and deacons by being an e-member. You can participate in the members-only insurance program. We will also discuss that in more detail later. Now, at this time, I'd like to hand it over to Paul, and he's going to explain how you can learn more about e-membership and apply to be an e-member in less than a couple minutes.
Paul, you're up.
Greetings. Good morning. Again, thank you for having us. It's very easy. I'm sure Mike and Joe have already stated this on previous occasions, but you can go to kofc.org/joinus and apply right there and go through the steps. Takes about 5 minutes to join. They'll ask if you're affiliated. They'll ask if you're affiliated with a parish. You can leave that blank if you don't want to put that in, or you can go to the Knights of Columbus main page, which is just kofc.org, and as soon as you land on that, there's a big yellow button that says Join Us. So it's very easy. There's also a variety of apps on your that you can get on Android or Apple or anything, and I would start with the Knights of Columbus Pennsylvania app. Download that, and all the information you need is there. And again, I'm quite sure Mike has discussed that before. But that's about it, Steve. Back over to you.
Thank you, Paul. Now, if you know somebody, or if you're a listener and you've considered joining the Knights of Columbus before, if you're ready to, you know, join a council and participate in your parish's activities with that council, the new exemplification can be used at this time, or the council can use the old first degree for a little while longer. The state deputy has given that permission. The new exemplification has been used in this area, and it's been very well received. Many first degree members have had the opportunity to knight up to third degree and become full knighthood members. And new members, once they attend the degree, receive what the equivalent of the first, second, and third degree, which is full knighthood. The other wonderful aspect to this is that family members and guests have been very, very positive about the ceremony. Now, this new exemplification ties into the new Faith in Action program adopted last year for councils. And I'm going to give it back to Paul, who's going to briefly outline the Faith in Action program that the Knights introduced last year. Paul?
Thanks once again, Steve. So the Faith in Action, you know, simply put, we get the question every day from prospective members and members longstanding. So what do the Knights do? And so, if you will, it's a menu of meaningful activities for our churches, schools, communities, nation, and the wider world. And these activities are broken down into 32 recommended programs revolving around four areas: faith, community, family, and life. And so all of this, of course, is on the main website, kofc.org. And there is, you know, a nice 23-page downloadable pamphlet you can, if you want to know more about this. So why is this necessary? Well, like any other successful human endeavor, there must be a recognizable overarching strategy that provides written guidance to help organize our lines of charitable effort throughout the world. This also provides us a unity of purpose, unity being one of the founding lessons and degrees of our order. I must stress, though, as you know, not to be overwhelmed by the 32 programs and everything there, that each individual council, under guidance from the pastor, decides its own priorities and concentrates its charitable and volunteering resources accordingly. And I think we all enjoy that. We enjoy the freedom to concentrate our council's individual talents to what may work best for us in our local communities, whether it's assisting our own churches, schools, Habitat for Humanity, Special Olympics, food banks, women's health clinics in the area, etc. So, Steve?
Thank you, Paul. Nice job there. Now, when you talked about the Faith in Action program, this is coordinated very, very closely with all of our pastors. Okay? There will be church drives coming that are new and improved. And when we get on to our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the insurance program as well as the career opportunity.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you can tell from these two gentlemen on what they said is the fact that they're here to help you. If you happen to be a Grand Knight and your council is having trouble, you can see that the way they were able to articulate our programs and what the Knights of Columbus do, how much they would be able to help you in your recruitment. And guys, we shouldn't use the word recruitment, invitation to join the Knights of Columbus. And I can see by Joe's face that he's starting to hear something in the background.
I'm hearing music in my ears, Michael. Let's take a break. Everybody hold those thoughts, and we'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined by Mike Jakubik.
Yeah, let's bring them right back into the fold and let them get going. Steve, tell us what you want to go on with now.
Will do, Michael. Thank you. And as Michael said before the break, you know, we are more than happy to help you. You know, if you need help recruiting, whether it's a single member, you need help maybe for your parish, church drive or something, let me give you my phone number real quick. And if I'm not there, which I'm on the road quite a bit, please leave a message. We answer all of them. My phone number is 717-701-8194. So let's jump back into this. If you're not too familiar with Knights of Columbus Insurance, you may wonder why we even offer insurance and why you should consider Knights of Columbus for your family, and how our members can benefit from our services. As I mentioned in the introduction, Knights of Columbus Insurance is for members, spouses, and their dependents under 18 only. Our company is owned by our members, and all officers and agents are Brother Knights. The Supreme Knight is responsible for Knights of Columbus Insurance as well as his other duties. He's actively involved in the major decisions and supports the management extremely well. In the Columbia magazine, there are many local councils highlighted who are very involved in charitable activities. Most of those are local. However, it's the profits of the Knights of Columbus Insurance Company that funds well over 90%, I've heard as high as 98%, of our worldwide charitable initiatives. Last year, Knights of Columbus donated over $177 million to various charitable efforts, and that is why the company will continue to grow and continue the good works. Knights of Columbus Insurance is among the top-rated insurance companies in North America and has been so in the last 42 years. By assets, we're definitely in the top 25, and in credit-paying ability is ranked highest by Standard & Poor's. Now, another major difference between what we do and other companies is the Catholic difference, and I'm going to give it over to Paul to explain a little bit more about the Catholic difference.
Hi, Steve, once again. So, you know, the Catholic difference is mentioned, And, you know, the Knights of Columbus are not just a company with $21 billion in assets and on the Fortune 1000 list. All right, so we try to combine spiritual principles with practical business insights, or stated another way, the melding of Catholic virtues and profitable business practices. We're not willing to sacrifice quality and integrity for profitability. The Knights do not purchase junk bonds or derivatives, but we do hold a substantial amount of investments. As part of that approach, as Mike stated earlier, we do not invest in companies that are in any way involved in abortion, contraception, human cloning, embryonic stem cell research, or for-profit healthcare companies that pay for these things. During the economic ups and downs that our country has gone through, you know, including the Great Depression, many companies made ethically questionable and unnecessarily risky decisions. We did not. We continue to grow and become stronger. Our ethical integrity and financial strength are well documented and widely recognized. Our relationship with our policyholders is not simply transactional, it is personal, and I'll talk more about that later, and is based on creating and maintaining long-term personal relationships. And considering what we do with the monies earned, as Steve mentioned just now, it's a pretty simple business model. What we don't pay in claims and dividends to our members, invest, and or keep in on-hand assets, we provide to charitable causes all over the world. As an example of this, immediately after this program, I'm going to, with another brother knight, to meet a widow to help fill out forms from another insurance agency. The recently deceased husband was a knight. He didn't have any insurance with us, but we're going to help her nonetheless fill out and do all the paperwork that she needs so she can be well taken care of. Steve?
Thank you, Paul. And just to, you know, further educate you, the difference between our company and a lot of other companies, over 95% of insurance is sold by people who are brokers or represent more than one insurance company. We are totally dedicated and only offer Knights of Columbus products in our agency. Now, I get this all the time when I talk to members. Gee, I didn't know you guys did this. So let me just tell you the sort of offerings that we have in the insurance. We have term insurance that's extremely affordable. We've upgraded our term no less than three times in the last 10 years. Most recently, you know, repriced it in 2018 to the advantage of most people. We have permanent insurance, okay, which is both whole life, which builds up cash value over time, as well as universal life, which we just brought on this year in 2020, which will give you a permanent death benefit for the least amount of money. We also offer long-term care insurance. We're the only top-rated company in the country that has never raised rates on people in over 20 years. Disability income insurance and guaranteed annuities, which can be set up as individual retirement accounts, other qualified plans, or simply non-qualified savings accounts. Let me give you a couple of examples here. If you're a young family or on a budget, we will help you determine what the appropriate amount of term insurance is. Even though your employer may provide some free insurance, it's almost never enough to last past a year or two. Any optional coverage may be more expensive than what you would pay with Knights of Columbus, and it would go away when you left your job, as opposed to a Knights of Columbus policy that you would own and have conversion rights to. It is always a good idea to meet with your field agent to find out. If you're preparing for retirement in the next few years, you may want to consider your plans for Social Security and long-term care. We can help you make good choices for your family. If you're considering additional life insurance or long-term care, you may want to do so while you're still healthy. Once again, we can use analytical tools to help you determine, you know, what is best for you. Once again, we have both whole life and universal life, which is guaranteed not to go away as you get older, whereas the old universal life offered many years ago will go away as you get older unless you pay heftier premiums. Now, if you're retired or real close to it, we can help you protect some of your investment gains and show you the most advantageous way to take income from your individual retirement accounts and other assets. Another case, if you have children or grandchildren with special needs or simply want to pass on more to your heirs, we can show you how to pass money to them tax-free and at a much larger amount than what you have currently through a survivorship or second-to-die policy issued by the Knights of Columbus. These are but a few of the reasons that you should meet with your field agent. Once again, you know, we cover a very large area. If you have any questions about who your agent is, please call me at 717-701-8194. We do share part of the listening area with another agency called the Stice Agency, and they have their own agents, but I could put you in touch with them as well. The last thing I'd like to discuss, if any of you out there You are possibly looking for a career change, or if you have people who, you know, whether they're, sons-in-laws, or, people that you think are good, hardworking Catholic men, I'd like you to consider having them call me to discuss the career of a field agent. I will tell you, as a veteran of 32 years in the investment and insurance industry, that the last 6 years as first a Knights of Columbus field agent and the last almost 3 years as a general agent have been by far the most rewarding of my career. I will tell you that I have handled every type of investment known to mankind. I will tell you that, sitting down with Catholic families gives me so much more job satisfaction, whether it's just a term policy that, will help that family, or if it's some, advanced estate planning. Being able to sit down with Catholic families has been a true blessing, and I continue to, work with my agents to, help families out. So I'm going to let Paul give his testimonial on his career as a field agent. Paul?
Thank you, Steve. So this is kind of a personal story. After almost 3 decades in the military, mostly served overseas, and 15 to 20 moves with my family, I reached a point that was both confusing and troubling for me. The age-old problem when you stop one career and think about starting another, what do I do now? Really, what do I do now? So many of you in the listening audience probably worked many years in the federal, state, or local governments. And you'll understand when I say that these experiences can tend to make you somewhat cynical over time. And I felt I needed more than that. That would have been easy to do, to shift into another government job. But I felt that I actually wanted and needed to belong to a defined community that I would be part of for over 3 years. So I started becoming more active in the Knights. When this position opened up, I was very motivated to use my talents to help families, but also to meet people and feel a sense of belonging. Now, 4 years later, almost everyone I know socially and professionally is a member of the Knights of Columbus. My wife is always amazed as we drive across central Pennsylvania. Neither of us are from here. I can say, I know that guy. I've been on that street. I know who owns that business. And it just makes me feel that, I'm part of something bigger. Also, this job provides me consistent opportunities for emotional, financial, and intellectual growth. None of us want to remain stagnant in our lives. And I've especially enjoyed studying at the Knights' expense to earn numerous nationally recognized financial certifications. It makes me feel, that I'm growing all the time. And even better than that, the Knights, you can earn a good living by doing this job. When you start out, the Knights will help you financially get started, and Steve will help you with plenty of hands-on training. The longer you do it, the more able you're able to give really good advice to families and members. And a lot of that is free advice. If you've got a good deal going, we'll tell you that. Again, a good living can be made, and I guarantee you will be well satisfied with how your days are spent. Thank you.
Let me jump up here and ask you guys something, because I can remember when I joined back in December of 93, a lot of this stuff didn't exist. The e-memberships, some of the annuities and the stuff that you offer today in 2020 wasn't available back then. So they've come a long way. A lot of changes, Steve.
Correct. And, that's why when we look at the success of our agencies, when we stack up against the, rest of the insurance industry, a career milestone is called a $1 million roundtable that only about 1% of all agents get. Now, that doesn't mean that every agent that's not $1 million roundtable is not a good agent. But of the top, 1%, the Knights of Columbus has about 12% of our agents get that. Now, worldwide, that number is less than 2%. So I hear it quite often. Well, if I have somebody become a field agent, they can't make it. I've heard all of these stories since I've come up here. And yeah, there's some people that just the career is not correct for. But I will tell you that without a doubt, I was fortunate enough to be a $1 million roundtable producer, and I'm training my guys to be able to do that. So, once again, if you can recommend for the right person, like Paul, for example, this is a wonderful opportunity, and you can stay at it for as long as you wish to. I'm going to leave my number once again at 717-701-8194, and I'd like to just talk to anybody that's interested about the career. We have a pretty strenuous process before we bring somebody on so that we don't bring on the people that, aren't really motivated to do well and serve Catholic families. But any hardworking Catholic gentleman I'm interested in talking to. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, I want to thank you guys for coming in, and I'm going to ask my brother Knights, if you guys have any other questions, you can send them to me here at contact at 720 WHYF.com. and we'll accumulate some questions and give Steve and Paul a call and bring them back and answer your questions, because it just doesn't have to be Knights of Columbus Insurance. It can be anything. They are more than willing to help you. With that, along with Mikey Kubik and Paul and Steve, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless you, one and all.